You're listening to Phoenix FM and Phoenix Sport on this Saturday afternoon. Myself, Chris Hood, keeping you up to date with all that's going on in the world of sport, playing some great music as well. Joined by a friend of the show, Paul Webb, chairman of Brentwood Cricket Club. Paul, so much exciting stuff for us to talk about. But firstly, it's back, the Brentwood Cricket Festival, and cracking opposition once again.
Yeah, the PCA again coming over on the 20th of July, so just 3 weeks away now. So come around very, very quickly. Some of the good old faces coming back again. Devon Malcolm coming back for something like the seventh year on the trot, I think. He quite enjoys coming over. Adam Holyoake, Oase Shah, Alex Tudor, Ali Brown, all of whom have been over before. But interesting couple of additions to the squad this year. I think they're taking it quite seriously. Dominic Cork and Steve Harmison should add a little bit of firepower in the bowling department. And Graham Thorpe batting as well, so it's looking like quite
so you've
a good
got an England batting coach.
Yes, indeed.
There's a bit of pressure on him to show how it's meant to be done. But
exactly, yeah.
If he's any result of how England are batting at the moment, there's going to be a little bit of trouble, and the cars are going to be in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd love to take some credit for the likes of Joss Butler and Johnny Bairstow, but if we start seeing that kind of thing, then there might have to be a few fences erected pretty quickly.
Well, do you normally don't know the actual lineup of these games until a couple of weeks out, but you've got a solid sort of idea of who's going to play in this
one. And that was only confirmed to me yesterday, so it's still kind of relatively last minute, but it's still nice to be able to come here and to advertise the match with a solid 11 as well. So it's good that they're all committed, and as I say, it's good that some of the guys that have been before enjoy it that much they want to come back again.
Because sometimes you get these teams turn up, and it's like a who's that of cricket. But these are big names, and these are people you can get up close and personal with and chat to during the day.
Exactly.
If they're betting, they're out there in front of the pavilion and they're available to talk to.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's exactly what the PCA is all about. You know, they want to bring top level cricketers, and particularly in a lot of the cases, these guys were playing county cricket, if not international cricket, a couple of years ago. So they're still part of the game very much, and the whole ethos is they enjoy meeting people and talking to people and sharing their experiences. So it's a really enjoyable day.
And the game always fiercely contested. All the ones at the Brentwood Festival you played. What's the format this year?
So it'll be 25 overs each again this year. They prefer to play a quick 20-20, but we try to stretch it out a little bit more about than that. We like to make sure that there's a good amount of cricket on show. They will bat first. They always like to set a score, and we will chase it, and hopefully we'll chase it successfully.
And, it's always been... It was always tight games before against Lashings. It was always a fiercely fought series. What's the record looking like against the PCA Masters?
So I think we agreed an honourable 2-2 draw out of the five games that we played Lashings. We decided that we wouldn't claim the win on the third one, which would have put us into a positive position. I think this is the third year now that we've played the PCA. They won the first game. We won comfortably last year. So we're looking to go 2-1 up.
And, it's not just about the match itself, though, in the afternoon. It's a whole day of entertainment at Brentwood Cricket Club, and that's reflected in the hospitality offerings that you've got.
Yeah, that's right. So, the whole day, like you say, is we bill it as pre- and post-match entertainment. So there's a lunch in the marquee, which we're still selling individual tickets and tables for, so people can get in touch with us through the website to book some spaces on there. And that's a really good event because there's a Q&A with the players. Ed Giddins, who's a former professional cricketer himself, he hosts the whole thing and makes it just a really kind of sociable and entertaining afternoon.
And lots of other bits and bobs going on around the old county ground as well, if you're not taking in the hospitality, and free ground entry as well. So it's everyone, you really want everyone from the Brentwood community to come in and enjoy some cricket.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's all we've done for the last couple of years, free entry. You know, we don't want to be charging people to come in. We want to encourage people just to pop along, even if it's for only half an hour. We've supported a local charity, George's Teenage Cancer Appeal, for the last 6 or 7 years, I think now. This is actually their last year running as a charity, so we're really, really keen to raise some money for them. The more proceeds we take over the bar, the more programmes we sell, the more raffle tickets we sell, means that we can make a really good donation towards what is a really, really worthy cause.
And is that where, obviously, not all your profit goes to that, does it? You got some for supporting the club as well and supporting cricket in the community?
Yeah, so we have a very, very large and thriving Colts section, which, as you can imagine, takes up a lot of equipment and a lot of time. So we're always looking to make sure that we've got the best facilities on offer for children, you know, of all age groups. We take children from as young as 2 or 3, just to kind of get them used to, you know, activity and hand-eye coordination, all that kind of thing. So the more equipment that we can provide to Colts from, as I say, 2 through to sort of 16, 17, the better. And that's where the rest of the money goes, yeah.
So tell us, refresh us again, the main details, date, time, venue. How do you get in touch if you're interested in that hospitality as well?
So date, Friday the 20th of July, and the game will start at around about 3 o'clock. It's not a sort of a tightly run thing. The lunch, however, runs from midday, so there's a champagne reception to anyone who's booked in for the lunch. That starts at midday, and will go on for a good couple of hours, a very very relaxed atmosphere. Anyone wanting to get in touch, as I say, just get in touch either through our Facebook account, Twitter, or through the website. There's details all over the place. There's probably posters going up. I'll probably have to get one on your website as well. We'd love to make it a really good day, and if the weather stays anything like this, then it'll be fantastic.
Well, I mean, the old County Ground is a beautiful ground anyway, but in the sunshine it is, and to, if people want to pop along, right in the centre of Brentwood as well, old Brentwood.
Exactly.
Not old Brentwood, sorry, the old County Ground in Brentwood.
Yeah, we're very lucky. It is a like you say, it's a beautiful facility, with Merrymead Manor in the back as the backdrop, and it's something that we're very proud of, and you know, we put a lot of hard work into making sure that it stays as good as it looks all the time now.
Now, talking league cricket and, a little bit of a grudge match today, Brentwood against Shenfield. Perfect time for you to come in. I don't know if you know the latest score. I don't have the latest score to hand, surprise.
Just before I came in, so we were bowled out for 297, having struggled a little bit earlier on in the game. But Rishi Patel, who was due a good score, batted really, really well and ended up 139 not out. And the latest I saw, we had Shenfield 60 for 4 from about 16, 17 overs. So it's looking pretty positive for us at the moment.
And it's looking like a busy weekend, because into League's 2020 finals day as well tomorrow.
Yes, over at Billericay. Yeah, I can't remember how many years now it is that we've been in the finals day. So it's something that we're used to, and we kind of almost expect to be there, really. But sadly, it's a few years since we've actually won it, even though we've been in very strong positions sometimes. So, yeah, our first game is at Billericay at 11 o'clock against Hornchurch. And then the winner of that game plays the winner of Upminster or Colchester in the final. So, fingers crossed, we'll have something to celebrate tomorrow night as well.
Now, every time you come in, we talk about Aaron West every time. Somehow he's done something, and we talk about him. He's captaining the first 11 now, isn't he?
Yes. First year as captain. Westy's taken over from Joe Buttleman, who was captain for 4 or 5 years, I think, before Aaron. Aaron's taken to it really, really, really well. You know, the team are playing well, and you know, credit to him. His form hasn't dipped himself. He's played very well himself, the guys are reacting really well. And I hope that Aaron's going to be captain for many years to come.
And in fact, he's playing Monday night, isn't he, as well? The Essex Eagles against the Premier League 11 warm-up for the 2020 Blast campaign. He's a regular fixture in that squad as well. I think it's every year I see Aaron.
Yeah, I think he's played now for the last 3 or 4 years. Yeah, he's managed to get himself in the side. He's certainly looking forward to that. It'll be a good contest as well, because they handpick the League 11 from the entire league. So they try and get somebody from each league side. And they try, and you know, the Essex guys treat it as a proper warm up, as you say, and it's a proper game of cricket. Sometimes it kind of does just demonstrate the gulf in class. I remember a few years ago when Sean Tate was playing for Essex, and you know,
well, to be fair, you're not going to be seeing someone like Sean Tate running in the Essex Premier League game, are you? But
not often, no. But that probably brings us very neatly on.
Well, yeah, that is the perfect. Look at that. That's perfectly
seamless.
Well, I want to mention, yeah, another player, Adam Zampa, who is joining Essex on Sunday for the 2020 campaign. The Aussie international leg spinner been with you for the last month.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
So actually, a guy who I've kept in touch with via the power of social media these days. You know, you can keep in touch with anyone all over the world. A friend of mine, he was actually our overseas player back in 1990 and again in 1994. And a guy called Trent Woodhill, he's very well connected globally in cricket. He's had a number of coaching roles in the IPL and the Big Bash. And he's very good friends with Adam. And he knew that we were looking for a player, and because a couple of other overseas had just fallen through, unfortunately, for whatever reason. I mentioned to Trent that we were looking for a player. Trent mentioned that Adam was keen to come over and just get used to UK conditions before he joined up with Essex, and it all fell nicely into place.
Well, I mean, he's played 31 ODIs, 13 2020 internationals, Melbourne Stars in the Big Bash, said Rising Pune in the IPL. How's he adjusted to the Essex leagues? We say there about players coming up against Tate. How can they deal with a bit of leg spin from an Aussie international?
Certainly not going to tell anyone how to deal with it.
I wouldn't
have a first clue myself. But he's adapted really well. He enjoys playing this type of cricket. This is what he wants to play. I think he's got 17. I don't know about today, but he's in the four games that he's played for so far. He's got 17 wickets. So, yeah, great acquisition to have.
So you're going to be very sad to see him go when he leaves.
Yeah, I'm working on him at the moment, and I'm hoping to have a conversation with Essex, because if he's only playing T20 for Essex. So I'm hoping that if he's got a game for Essex on a Wednesday and then maybe not till the following Tuesday, that Essex might just let him turn his arm over for us as well during the weekend.
We mentioned there the first 11. They're through to the last 16 in the National Club Championship after beating Swarsden in the regional final last Sunday. Everything's coming out roses for Brentwood at the moment, isn't it?
It's looking all right at the moment. Yeah, we're having a good season at the moment. And, very much looking forward to the next game in the National against Peterborough Town, who were the winners in a bizarre game last weekend where they were... they were defending a fairly mediocre total of 187, I think. The opposition were 184 for three,
I think it's 183 or something.
And then lost seven wickets for next to no runs.
Seven wickets, one run in 11 balls, managed to lose that game. So you're going to face a side who don't know when they're beaten.
Absolutely, yeah, and we really don't know what to expect. Which would the real Peterborough Town please stand up? You know, we don't know whether 187 all out is what we're going to expect, or whether they can just get wickets whenever they want to get wickets. So it'll be a really interesting contest.
And you play your league cricket, and you always want to win the league. There's always the burning desire to win the league every year.
Yeah.
You've got that. You've got the regional 2020 coming up tomorrow. You want to win that, but the national. I mean, this is we're talking about the best club sides in the entire country, and we were talking just before we went to air about Brentwood have consistently done well in the last few years. As chairman, it must make you immensely proud to see where Brentwood are in terms of the rest of the country, especially when you hear about the strength of like Yorkshire leagues, Lancashire leagues, that sort of thing.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, I mean, it is something that we always target. Obviously, it's a priority, and you know, with the greatest respect to the county competitions, the league, and the T20 and the local cups. You know, the national is really the one that everyone at club cricket level really wants to win. It is, you know, the one that sets you apart. It pains us to say that Wanstead were the first Essex club to win it last year, so we want to emulate that and do it this year as well.
Which, I mean, you say it pains you, but it is nice to see when we talk about the strength of Lancashire League, Yorkshire Leagues, that our league here in the Essex Premier is standing up to the test of all these other things, and it's probably reflecting in the strength of the Essex sides at the moment, the county level.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Essex quite frequently, I think probably every week or every time they take the field, they put something on social media, and they're very proud as well, as is our league and as are the individual clubs, that the Essex team these days is made up of a number of club players who have come through the ranks. And yeah, you're right. It is, you know, it's nice to look at the league and the strength of the league cricket around this area, not just in Essex, but also beyond. So I mean, the team we played and beat last week was Swordstone. They've always been very strong, and they're sort of Norfolk based. So yeah, maybe the south of England is just starting to just get a bit of a march on our northern colleagues.
And we talk about the first 11, five of your six 11s doing very well in the league this season.
That's right, yeah. We entered a sixth 11 back into the league this year because we just got attracted a number of new players over the last couple of years. So we were confident that we could get six sides out every week. And the first five sides, as you'd probably expect, the sixth 11 is sometimes relatively weak, but the fact that we're getting six sides out is a massive positive. From first 11 all the way through to fifth 11, we're looking pretty good at the moment. I've seen already that the second team have won already today, so that should push them, if not to the top of the league, then certainly very, very close. And the threes, fours and fives are also doing very, very well.
But we mentioned there the possibility for a seventh 11 as well. So it just shows. I mean, I think I was reading something the other day about the popularity of boys' cricket compared to girls' cricket. There's obviously the popularity in Brentwood in particular, if you could sustain seven 11s.
Yes, yeah. You know, we're very lucky, as we said earlier. We're very lucky that we've got some excellent facilities. But the fact that we are hoping to get, you know, what is effectively 77 players, so you need a decent number more than 77 to be able to guarantee seven sides. But the fact that we're now able to get that number of sides out is a huge positive, particularly as you say, when, you know, there's been a fear recently, and especially with televised cricket not necessarily being available to the masses. You know, it's a long time since terrestrial TV has
well, aired, and particularly today we've got the One Day Cup final, and that was always Channel 4. I remember having that a little while ago, and now that is, it sort of leapt up on us. We didn't really know it was coming.
Exactly, yeah, and you know, it's a shame, because if I know that a majority of households these days have Sky or some kind of equivalent, but we want to make sure that TV is supporting the popularity of cricket. As opposed to taking it away from people's ability to watch.
So I'm going to ask you to remind us again about the Brentwood Festival, because that's going to give people even more appetite, what we've just heard, and where we can find out more again.
Absolutely, yeah. So Friday the 20th of July, the Old County Ground, just through the end of Brentwood High Street on your way to Shenfield. All afternoon entertainment. Lunch starts at midday for anybody that's keen to book a table. Or just an individual space, they can get in touch with us either on our Twitter account, Facebook account, or directly through our website. And I will make sure that we get some artwork onto the Phoenix FM website as well. And yeah, the game will start at about 3 o'clock. The bar will be open all afternoon. There'll be food and drink concessions around as well, selling anything from burgers to ice creams. And yeah, free entry, as I say. So it'd be great to see some people coming down and supporting our charity.
And equally great to see some people along at Billericay tomorrow and supporting Brentwood for the rest of the season down at the County Ground.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. So there's always a home game. The second team are there today. The first team are, as we said earlier, away at Shenfield. But there's always two games at home. The third or fourth team will be over the back. And the bar is always open as well. So it's, anyone's welcome.
You won't get a better offer than that on a summer day like today. Paul Webb, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Chris.